Good morning. Last week, we ended off by discussing cases of bar where something fell. If a person had a tree and it fell down. So as we pointed out, Mafkrin Azakav Lachan Filos Einus is Patzer. If you had no warning and it fell down and you're immediately Mafkar it, then you're not responsible. You didn't dig the bar. You didn't put it there. The tree simply collapsed. It's not yours anymore because you were Mafkar it. And therefore, there's no chiyuv. Mashein kein, if you were pesheya, if you put it there, then already being mafkered after the fact is not going to help you. Now, although when the person built the wall, when he planted the tree, it was secure, it was built well. Nevertheless, if it deteriorated and at some point it becomes a hazard, if Beis Din warns him, you have 30 days to get rid of this tree. It's going to fall. It's a public danger, and he ignores it, at that point, he becomes responsible, and after that time frame, after the warning period elapses, if it falls afterwards, that is called Achon Nefilas Pshiyah, and he's going to be responsible for what happened. Now, we had said over from Yitzchak Zilberstein, that he had said over B'Shem Hishver, that what's the halacha if a person puts something on top of a roof? It is secure in the sense that it's not going to fall down today or tomorrow. A ruach matsuya, a typical wind, is not going to be enough to blow it off. However, the installation is permanent. He puts it on the roof, it's going to stay there for the next 20 years. Now, over this period of time, there's going to be a storm that's going to knock it over. Is he responsible for what happens afterwards? So Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein was mechayev that no. He says the only time you're chayev by when you put something on the roof and it falls down is by a ruach mitsuya, when a normal typical wind comes and blows it over. However, a ruach she'enu mitsuya, if it's an unusual wind, comes and knocks it into the street and makes the hazard, you're not going to be responsible. Now, as we partially explained, that the rationale is like this. If a person does something, the rule is adam mor la'olam. If you cause someone damage, you're responsible for your actions. Even if it's an oinus, even if you did something, and ba'oinus, you didn't expect anything to happen, it shouldn't have happened, but the bottom line is you caused damage, adam mor la'olam, you're going to be responsible. In extreme oinus, you might be patur, but in a typical case, even though it was certainly not your intention, even though it was certainly an unusual result, you're responsible for your actions. That's all when you're the mazik. You do something which causes danger, causes damage. So even though it was an oinus, you're still going to adam mor la'olam, you're responsible to pay. In this case, we're not dealing with adam hamazik. You're not the one that smashed the person. You just set up the hazard by you putting something on a roof and a wind came and it knocked it down into the street and then someone was looking in the street, he wasn't watching where he was going, he fell, he got hurt. So you're dealing with the chiyuv of bar. A bar, you're responsible for digging a bar. So we have a question of definition. What does it mean to dig a bar? So Zilberstein, digging a bar means doing something with a ruach mitsuya, today, tomorrow, what I'm doing is that creating a hazard. Putting something which a ruach mitsuya, which a regular wind by tomorrow will be in the street, so even though I just put it in my private property, but that's called creating a hazard because any wind is just going to take it and knock it over. Since I created the hazard by putting this on my roof where ruach mitsuya can knock it down, I'm going to be responsible for any damage the bar causes. However, if I put it on the roof, and I know every 10 years there's a hurricane, so over a 10-year period, it'll probably get knocked down. But is it fair to say that by putting it today, I now created a hazard? That's not a hazard. I 10 years, I'll be a hurricane? Okay, so at that point, there'll be a hazard. But right now, since B'derech Ha'olam, with the Ruach Mitsuya, nothing's going to happen, I didn't create a bar. Now, if the hurricane comes and knocks it on the street, so if it's mine, I'm going to be responsible because it's my moment. If I'm mafker it, I'm off the hook. But the point is, because we're not dealing with Adam Hamazik, we're dealing with your responsibility is you dug the bar, we have to look at, did you dig the bar? And digging the bar is only when I did something, when I created a situation with a ruach mitsuya, it's going to fall over and it's going to create a hazard. Now, I did see that the Chut Shani, Rav Nissen Karelitz, actually argues, and he brings a raya from a halacha that we discussed a few months ago. The halacha is that although when a person, if a person lights a fire in his property, if he does enough distance that under normal circumstances it will not spread, and a ruach she'ena mitzuyah, there's a storm that comes and spreads the fire and it causes damage, so you're potter. Because it was a ruach she'ena mitzuyah, it wasn't anticipated, you're not responsible for the damage. However, there's a separate halacha that although if a person lives in an apartment building, so he wants to have an oven, he wants to light a fire, so there are certain shiurim, you have to have a certain amount of space between the fire and the ceiling and the floor to protect the other apartments. They shouldn't get too hot, they shouldn't burn. Over there, the halacha is if you are marchik, you leave the required amount of space, but nevertheless, your oven causes a fire, you're responsible to pay. So the Riv asks, what's the difference? How come when you're making a barbecue in your property and you have the right shiurim and there's a ruach she'ena mitzuyah and it spreads, you're potter. But your oven, even though you have the right shiur, you leave the dalet amos, you leave whatever the shiur is, the right setback, and if there's damage, you're responsible. What's the difference? Well, it's not a ruach she'ena mitzuyah. There's usually no wind in your house, but it's something which is uncommon habit. Something which is right doesn't normally happen. If Chazal gave a shiur, this is adequate protection for a normal situation. So the Riv answers, and there are different ways to interpret the Riv, but the Riv answers that there's a difference. If you're having a barbecue one day in the middle of your property, that's a one-time event. So Chazal said you're doing a one-time event. So this is the shiur. And do a normal, be reasonable, take normal precautions. And if you don't have the bad mazel that there's a tornado the day that you have a barbecue, okay, it's a ruach she'ena mitzuyah, you're not responsible. However, Zuck the Riff, when you have an oven in your house, the oven in your house you're using every single day. You're constantly using it. If you're using the oven every single day, it's very nice, it's uncommon. If you have dalet amos, it's uncommon for anything to happen. But at some point, if you keep on rolling the dice, at some point, you're going to luck out. And at some point, you're going to you're going to have that bad mazel, and it's going to spread. Therefore, Zuck the Riff, when the way the Chiddush Shani is learning, anytime you're doing something constantly, there, it's not enough to look at Ruach Mitzuyah, Ruach She'ena Mitzuyah in an absolute sense. And any given day is a Ruach Mitzuyah, then we have to look at it. If you're using this regularly for the next 20 years, so you need the chiyuvim harchaka are much greater. Now Chazal can't go ahead and say you need 400 feet or the maximum amount because you have to live, and that's the way the Nesivos and the Tzais point out. The Chazal can't make shiurim that you can't have an oven, but nevertheless, your responsibility to guard something, a one-time event, as long as it's on a typical day, the normal wind can't spread it. If there's a storm, you're putzer. If you're constantly doing it, then already your responsibility, Ruach Mitzuyah, we take into account that you're using it regularly and you have a greater achrayus. Based on this, he says that if you're putting up in something on the roof and it's being left there long term, so Ruach Mitzuyah has to be based on the long term. And if it's something that's going to stay, if it's typical or it's expected, every year or two, or I don't know exactly what the share is, but there'll be a hurricane, there'll be a major storm, you have to anticipate that as well. Correct, but Eish is chayev with Koyerach HaMurava. A fire that spreads through the wind, you're still responsible because that's halacha of Eish. So even though there is a koyach acher, you're still responsible.
The oven case is spreading through the wind, it's the heat from the oven itself.
It's the heat, but it's not direct because it's not like you're lighting the fire and immediately spontaneous combustion, you burn everything. You're lighting the fire and you go away, and I don't know exactly how it happened, but somehow something catches fire. It's not a direct ma'isa b'yadayim. It is still koyach acher murava. Well, first of all, yes. The halacha is Eish Mishum Chitzoy. We'll get to that shortly. But even Eish Mishum Chitzoy, and we'll discuss this a little bit later, the question of Eish Mishum Chitzoy and Eish Mishum Moinoy, if you go over to someone, you light a match, and you burn his shirt, Is that a question of Eishem Yishem Moin or Eishem Yishem Chitzai? That's Mazik B'Yadayim. That is your action. The discussion is when it's further removed. When I go ahead and I light a fire, now a wind comes and blows it to the next place, it spreads. Theoretically, we have a shaila. Is that my action, Eishem Yishem Chitzai? Or is that like, it's my shor, I have to watch it, that's Eishem Yishem Moinoi. But everyone agrees that conceptually, when I do it directly, it's a Mazik B'Yadayim. Now, all of the cases that we're discussing, I put something on a roof, I am not a Mazik B'Yadayim. Because I put it on the roof, I went downstairs, I went to sleep, nothing happened yet. It's only with the Koyach Racham Urbo, the wind came and blew it down. So depending on whether damaged on the way down or when it hit the ground, it's Eish or it's Bar or B'Yamachlikas. So there we have, our discussion is not Adumur L'Olam, whether I was the Mazik. Our question is whether I created the Bar. And creating a bar needs to be putting it where, you know, with a Ruach Mitzuya, it will fall. And the discussion here is, how do you define Ruach Mitzuya? Is there a difference with, you know, certainly when I light a fire once, Ruach Mitzuya means what's expected on a given day. And again, there's the Masha'en came, when I'm doing something long-term, it's on the roof. There we have it sad to say, we have to look at, take into account that it'll be up there for a long period of time. Now, in truth, there's been a Yeshaya in the Shittim Kubetis and Davav, when he discusses the Kaiso of Ilan Shinafal, he actually asks, he assumes that if it damages, that it's bar, it's not ish. He asks, why is it not ish? And he's mechadish, and again, there's a lot of lumdus from this Rebbeinu Yeshaya, but what's in the gear for us, what he says is, since when you built the wall, one day it's going to collapse, therefore it's not ish. Now, what Rebbeinu Yeshaya sounds like is that if when you built the wall, it was havalei lasuki adaite, you expected it eventually to fall. So even though it's not happening today or tomorrow, nevertheless, because this is a long-term endeavor, there's a greater responsibility. To assume the wall will collapse, that's something that only happens 10, 20, 30 years down the line, that much Rebbeinu Yeshaya says it's not your responsibility. Right now, the wall is strong. When it deteriorates, you'll deal with it then. You cannot say, I am now creating a hazard. However, in the case that we're discussing now, where I put it on the roof, I know eventually, over the next year or two, there's going to be a storm. There, the Svar of Rebbeinu Yeshaya doesn't apply, and it's taka mashma that you'd be chayev as long as when you put it there, you realize that it's going to be there for a few years. Over that period, it's going to get knocked down. It's very mistaken to say that would be considered a kriyas bar, and that's enough to be responsible. Now, one last halacha in Hilchos Bar before we go on to the halachas of Eish, and that is, if a person puts a bar rishus harabim, someone comes and gets hurt, he's responsible. Now, if it's in broad daylight, and the person should have seen it, again, we discussed chalukim between a shor and an adam. If the person should have seen it, then the Baal Bar is not chayiv. However, if a person blocks off the entire street, there the halacha is, the person is allowed to be meshavav yotzei meshavav v'nichnas. If a person blocks off the entire street and the person's trying to travel through, if he's mazik the barrel on the way through, he's going to be patur. Now the Sma explains that this doesn't mean literally you barricaded the street and there's no room for anyone to get through. He says, that's bullshit. I'm allowed to travel. If the only way for me to travel is to smash the barrel, I'm allowed to do that. The Sma understood this halacha, that let's say you put a few barrels, and you leave enough space for someone to go to pass through in between. But it's tight. Someone attempts to squeeze through, and he put on a couple of pounds over Yontif, he misjudges, he knocks it over, and he smashes it. Now, in that case, if he would have been more careful, he could have made it by, he could have gone sideways, he could have maneuvered. Nevertheless, Zakta Sma, because it's in a public street, you have no right to block off people's access. Therefore, a person, although Adam Ulaylam, if you're just walking normally and you try to and you just misjudge, that is, you're not called a mazik. The other person was there, Shalai Bershus, and you're going to be patur. Now, this is a very common question that comes up. Perhaps less in Muncie, but someone double parks or parks in a way where he blocks people's access. Someone's coming by and smashes the car. Now, the person who double parked, his argument is always, I left plenty of room. You could have gone through. You don't know how to drive. It's your other world, you're responsible to pay. So based on this sma, even if he's technically right, even if there was enough space, if you were a good driver, you could have gotten by. If you would have really been patient, you would have pulled someone over and asked them to direct, you could have squeezed through without causing the hezek. Nevertheless, because the person was shalei b'rishus, he's blocking off the street, you don't have a chiyuv to go ahead and start worrying and getting people to help you maneuver. You can drive normally, and if you misjudge it, you know, who asked the person to double park in the first place? Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. We're not dealing with the Dina de Malchusa. There's no judicial law protecting people who double park. There's a general, in our case, the way to look at it, the person who is moving is generally at fault. So halacha generally agrees with that. However, an exception is, when you're blocking my access, do I have a responsibility to stop, pull someone over, and start getting help to squeeze by? And on that, the answer is no. I don't know of any law against it. And if there was, that would be our koyis. It wouldn't be dina malchus dina. Yeah, that's avdin dina lenafshe. I hope, if I can pause the shiur, if anyone has to go out and move their car. Oh, so that's a problem. The problem is our sugya. It's a bar. Because that car is passive. It's not moving. If you smash into a bar, the halacha is shar v'le'adam chamor v'loi kelim. The bar, bala bar, is not responsible for the damage to the kelim. So in this case, it's kelim. It's your car. So there would be no responsibility. Now, we did discuss that by kelim, Baruch Ber says, even though you're not bezdin, can't be mechayev you, nevertheless, there is a chi of lotzis de shemayim. Chazanish was unsure whether that's true or not. In this case, it's a little bit more difficult, because in this case, if the person driving saw it and he thought he could make it by, he misjudged. It's one thing to say he's not responsible for the damage, because who asked the person to double park and create this problem in the first place? But to turn around and say you're responsible for my damage, that you can't do, because who asked you to smash into the car? And you were in a rush, but that's not enough to create liability, even unless it's day shemayim in that case.
And in a case where it's worst all thing, and he goes through and he gets damaged,
they're also, you're allowed to damage to get through. On the other hand, if you hurt yourself, you really brought it upon yourself. So, you know, next time you want to be aggressive, make sure you have a Hummer or something, you're capable of doing it without getting hurt. Okay. So these are the halachas of Bar. I will try, at least in the next 25 minutes, to go through the halachas of Esh. Now, the halachas of Esh are interesting on a number of levels. As we just discussed, we've discussed by Rikha the concept of Adam HaMazik. You take a brick, you smash a window, that's a clear case of Adam HaMazik, and Adam HaMazik, you're responsible for any damage that happens. Very few exceptions. On the other extreme, we have a case of bar, where you dig a bar. After you dig the bar, you walk away. You're not the direct mazik, but nevertheless, because you created a hazard, you're responsible when someone comes and falls in. You're responsible, again, subject to limitations, shar v'loi adam, chamor v'loi kelim. Eish is an unusual hybrid. On one hand, as we pointed out, if you take a match and you directly light something on fire, that's a clear Adam HaMazik. It's a Maisa B'Yadayim. It's direct. There's no other things that happened. Although, technically speaking, in Eish, there's some chemical reaction. But bottom line is, it's a Maisa Adam. In that case, you're going to be Chayev, both for Hezek, for Misa, and all halachas in the Torah. That's called a direct Maisa B'Yadayim. But what if the case is not quite as extreme? You light a fire, a wind comes, and the fire spreads. You're having a barbecue. What you're lighting is, you know, your charcoal, your steak, your hot dog. But now, because you're not careful, the wind comes, it blows it onto a tree, it spreads, and for all you know, there can be a forest fire, tremendous amount of damage. Now, is that Adam HaMazik? No, because your actions alone were not enough to cause all the damage. It required a koyach acher mu'urav ba. It required the wind to come and carry the fire and spread it elsewhere. Now that already sounds more like a grama. It's indirect. I started it, but since I didn't finish it, so it required the Karech HaMorva, that is not a direct Maisa Adam. And here we find that although the Pasuk tells us very clearly that in Eish, person is responsible for the damage that his fire caused. However, that is only by Ruach Metsuya. It's only if you light a fire and a typical wind comes and spreads it. On the other hand, if you have the bad mazel that there's an unusual storm breaks out and spreads the fire, you're not responsible. It's not your maisa. The kayach acham urvbo was something which is not normal, wasn't anticipated, and there's no liability for the damage that the fire caused. Now there's a machlokes rishayim. It seems to be a machlokes in Yerushalmi. How common this ruach metsuya has to be? The Magen Mishnah brings down it actually has to be a common wind that's regularly. It's literally every day. It's the tip. We go outside. This is the typical wind that's blowing. So if you light a fire with a ruach metsuya, will spread. There, the Torah says you are responsible. However, if it's an uncommon wind, even though Lashon Magen Mishnah is even though it's something which the oilim is noig, but it's not unusual. It's not something which is shocking or a one in a. But it's not constant. It doesn't happen every day. It's just every few days. That is already called the Ruach She'enu Metsuya, and you will not be responsible according to some Rishonim. Other Rishonim do not require it to be so common, as long as it's not a storm, as long as it's something which is not unusual, even though it's not every day, but it's something which is typical. It's not a surprise, not a chiddush. It's just not every. So even though it's not every day, other Rishonim say that's enough for it to be a Ruach Metsuya. The Chazon Ish says it's a Sveikah D'dina, and you cannot be Mechayivim unless it is mamish, a typical wind that comes literally, daily. It's Tadir, it's extremely Shriach. Now, there's a Machlokes in the Gemara, why Eish is Chayiv? So when you burn something directly, that's your Maisa. When it's not you're burning directly, you're starting the fire. Now it takes a Koyach HaChem Urba, it takes the wind, it has to spread. So Machlokes in the Gemara, whether Eisha Mishum Chitza or Eisha Mishum Amoina. Eisha Mishum Chitza means that when you're lighting a fire, it's like shooting an arrow. When you shoot an arrow and it hits a target, so again, that's an extreme case, but that's a case where you're responsible. It's as if you did it. Even though you're not physically touching him, but but since you put the koyach in the arrow, it's a koyach ha'adam, that's your action, you're responsible, it's as if you did it. Others argue and say no. By a chait, you take the arrow, you take the bow, and you put the koyach you shoot the arrow directly at the target. In the case of the fire, you lit the match, you lit the thing. The wind then came and the wind blew the fire. It's not your koyach, the wind, it's not your blowing, it's the koyach of the wind. So although it's a ruach metsuya, it was expected, you knew it would be there, you're responsible, it doesn't rise to the level how it's a koyach ha'adam, it's not your action, but nevertheless, the Torah says, you're chayav mishum emoinu. Just like if you own a shor, you own an animal, you have a proactive responsibility to guard it, to make sure it doesn't get loose, doesn't cause damage. So if you light a fire, once you created the fire, it's like your mom, and you have a pet fire. And the same way you have to guard your shor, it shouldn't go damage, you have to guard the fire to make sure it doesn't spread and it doesn't cause damage. A number of nafkaminas. Let's say you light a fire and someone gets hurt. Now if it's adam hama, if it's chitzav, if it's your koyach that hurt someone, the halacha is a person's chayiv b'chaveray, is chayiv, you chayiv netzik tzar, ribay, sheves, and bayshes. You have to pay all sorts of damages. Mamon hamazik, if your shor goes ahead, your ox goes ahead and hurts someone, you pay hezik, but that's it. You don't pay tzar, ribay, sheves, or bayshes. So if you hold eish mishum chitza, if you hold it, it's like your arrow, you did it. So even though it's not your maisa b'yadayim, but nevertheless it's koyach, it's enough to be chayiv b'dal devarim. If you hold Eish Mishum Amoinai, so you're responsible for the damage only, not for the ripui, not for the sheves, all of his doctor bills from the burn, etc., his lost work, there would be no chiv. Another nafkamina is there's a gzeiras hakasuv that Eish is only chayiv when you burn something which is begali, which is open up, which is in the open. However, if something is tamun, if something is hidden, you light someone, you start a fire, it burns down someone's haystack. You find out afterwards that in the haystack there were some valuable items. Your potter. It's a gezeiras hakasuv tamun. Since these kalim were covered over, they were hidden in the haystack, there's no, you're not responsible. Gezeiras hakasuv. The Gemara says that gezeiras hakasuv is only by eish lemishum amoyna. You, if the responsibility is only because you lit, it's your mamon, you have to guard it. There, tamun beish is potter. However, if you light, just like if you go over and strike a match and burn something directly, when it's a ma'isa, when it's a ma'isa adam, there, otherworld la'olam, you're chayav on tamun as well. So if it rises, eishim mishim chitza, if it's also your koyach, it's pretty direct, there also there is a chiyuv of tamun. The p'tur is only when there's no chitza, it's kolol chitzav, your action's already over, you're only responsible because it's your mamun, then already there is a chiyuv. Then already there is a p'tur of tamun. Now, how do we define when it's chitzav and when it's memayna? So here there is quite a big machlokes, different shitas in the Rishayim, but basically like this: in a case where you lit something directly, that's adam hamazik, that's certainly chayev adam mur la'olam. If you light a fire when there's already a wind blowing, there, according to Moshitas as well, that is, in the very least, Eish Mishum Chitza. Because since the wind was there, when you light the match, you strike the fire, the wind's already blowing, it's clearly just going to, this fire's going to spread. So that's Eish Mishum Chitza. And there you're going to be responsible, Yuchayev and Dal Dvarim, you're going to be responsible on Taman, that is going to be Eish Mishum Chitza. Then if you kill someone, you'll be considered a Retzayah. However, if you light the fire, and the Ruach Mutsuya comes afterwards, that already is a Machlokes Rishayim. What some Rishayim say is, although you're going to be Chayav, but that's only because Eishim Yishim Amoyna. You lit the fire, it's like you're sure, you have to take care of it, you have to guard it. However, since at the time you did your action, you didn't burn that thing, you lit your fire in your property. And although it's expected, it's common for the wind to come and to spread it, nevertheless, it's a new thing that happens afterwards. At the time you did your action, the wind wasn't blowing. So here, according to many shittos, that is not going to be Eishim Mishum Chitza, that's only going to be Eishim Mishum Amoinoi, and there will be a Ptur of Taman, and you won't be Chayav and Dal Dvarim.
So building burns down is the contents
Taman? Oh, very good, very good. Chazonish says no. He says, although on the outside, if you look at the building, you don't know what's inside, since buildings are made to walk into, so he says it's not Talmud, because look at it from the people inside. When you have a haystack, people don't walk into haystacks. When they need to find something, they dig it out, they find it, and they'll pull it. But right now, it's Talmud. Majenkin, the building which is made for people to walk into, he says that would not be considered Talmud. I don't think everyone agrees to it. In the Chiddush of Shlomo and the Ksavim, I think it was Oisi Yodalid, he seemed to have had a vikuach, I think, with Chazanish about this, and he seems to hold that it would be Talmud. Chazanish also points out that the building probably has windows. So since if you can go to the window and peek in, you'll see it, so it's hard to call that Talmud just because from the distance you can't see it.
How can you light a fire that spreads not because of wind, but because there's wood next to each other and it's just traveling along the wood? Would that be considered a true point? Because
there's
nothing that's coming.
There's no Kayach Achamurba. So that would probably be Eishim Mishum Chitzav. It would likely not rise to the level of Adam Hamazik, because it does require to jump from one thing to the next, but Al Kopan of Eishim Mishum Chitzav, it would be, because it doesn't require something new. Yeah, so we're saying that there is a chiyuv of Taman, because it's not because the Chitzav is there.
What's the definition of Taman? I mean, if it's accessible by a path, that would be called Taman.
No, Taman means it's covered over, it's hidden. You don't see it from the outside, just every Talmud, from the outside it's covered. So his point is, maybe when you have something, you have something sitting outside, it's begoli. It's like a kama. Masha Enkein, if it's in the building, what's the difference between covered over with straw or covered over by... Okay, good. Chazanish says it. So certainly not going to argue with that. No, so you have cases with kololoi chitzov. Either, according to some shitas, if you light the match when there's no wind, and then a ruach matsuya comes. That's one way where you'll have eshem yishem emayna, because it's not chitzov, because at the time it wasn't there. That is blowing. Yeah, that again. This is a pshat in the marsh. This is a marsha in Sanhedrin. This is how the marsha learns the second pshat and tells us in Sanhedrin Ayin Zayin. And again, it's the way some learn the marsha. Now others will argue and say that it won't make a difference. But the other case of kol lochitzov is you light the fire. At the time you light the fire, there's a barrier that will prevent it from spreading. This is really the Gemara's case. After you light the fire, the barrier falls. So to say al tzchitzov, it can't be, because at the time you lit the fire, even if you would shoot a chetz, but there was something, there was a tryst, there was a shield there, it wasn't capable of spreading past that shield. It's only afterwards the wall falls, so there's no chitzov. What? Well, the Gemara doesn't say. Chazonish says Chazonish actually says by ruach mitzu you'd be chayiv, because it's like shooting an arrow on a shield that's about to fall down anyway. But he says but nevertheless, it goes like this. This is really a machlokes, but there's a tremendous question: is there a chiyuv of eshem mishum amoinoi when you didn't do an action of a pshia? Let me give an extreme case, and again, just as a hakdama, there. Huge amount of shitas about this. Eish is a little bit different than most of the other sugyas that we've learned. There's very little in the way of tshuvas that deal with the halacha lamaisa. However, because it has the fortune of being in the beginning of Bava Kama, there's a huge amount of shiurim and chaburs that were set on Eish. So there's a lot of longness. It's very hard to find rayas and halacha lamaisa. But what would be in the following case? You have a house. You're very careful. You follow all of Smokey the Bear's rules. No fire hazard. Your next door neighbor, on the other hand, is not quite as responsible as you are. And they're busy having their barbecues, being careless. And because of their negligence, they're having a barbecue. Something spreads from that barbecue into your house. Your house is now going up in flames. Your house goes up in flames. It spreads to the next house. Are you responsible for the fact that your house, your wood, your bricks, your mammon was burning, and it spread from your house to the next house? Now, certainly, if you couldn't have done anything about it, so you didn't create the eish, you didn't light it, and even on mammon, if it's a ruach shen mitzuyah or something, nothing could have done about your potter. The question is, does a person have an achrayus to make sure that his burning thing shouldn't spread? Does he have to put out the fire? Or could he say, listen, I didn't start the fire, it's my neighbor's fault. My house is burning, it's a threat to the neighbor. Let someone else call the fire department. My house is gone anyway. Right. Oh, it's true. If I let out your shor, so I'm responsible for letting it out. But what if you know about it? You get a phone call that your shor is running, your bull is running loose on the street, and it's going to hurt someone. At that point, once you have notice, normally there's a chiyuv. You have to go ahead. You have to take care of your animals. You're a mammon by a bar as well. If you dig a bar in the street, you're responsible. If you don't dig it, but there's an oinus. But now your bar ends up in the middle of the street. As long as it's your mammon, you have to take care of it.
So if you put my bar versus around, and I give out
a little thing, I'm responsible than you? Taisa says yes. Taisa says once you know about it, it's your mammon, you have to care for it. Now the Ramban says your svara. It's ain't a bedin that I put it in the street and you're responsible. And the Ramban says you're probably, but Shulchan Aruch passes like Taisa. For the very simple reason, bar, there are two ways to be responsible. Either for digging it, or because your mammon is creating a hazard. So if it's your mammon, you have to take care of it. So what would be bayesh? Someone else, the fire burn is, the, you didn't start the fire, but now your thing is burning and can spread. The Minchas Chinuch has a little bit of an interesting, different case. He says someone starts a fire, he did a b'pshia, he's a mazik, and then he died. Now this fire, it's on his house, it's his property, it's about to spread. Who owns the fire now? His kids, his Yarshim. Now the kids Yarshim it, the father died, I guess, and instead of putting out the fire, they go to the Levaya, they go ahead, they take care of them, and they come back then, and the fire spread and burnt other things. So do you say that because once the person died, his children now own the fire? If they had the ability to put it out, is that enough to be mechayev them? So this is a huge machlokes. What it seems lahalacha, most poskim seem to say that you're chayev. It's very much mashmoyes and taisus and daf chav gimel. The Aruch HaShulchan says like this, the Minchas Chinuch and others, that you're chayev. Because it's obviously not chitza, it's not your kaya. But if Eishayim Mishum Emoinei tells us that if you own something, if you own that Eish, you're responsible for it. And if you had the ability to put it out and you neglect to do so, you're going to be, it's your achrayus. Now others argue. Others say that Eishayim Mishum Chitzav, or even Eishayim Mishum Emoinei, there's a difference between a bar and Eish. A bar, if you own a rock, it's yours. If your rock ends up in the middle of the street, so your mummon's in the street, you have to either get rid of it. Since your mummon, your rock, is a public hazard, you have to get rid of it, or you're responsible for the consequences. What does it mean to own a fire? You might own the house that's up, that's burning. But what does it mean that it's your fire? It's not really your fire. Elamai, the chaylo of Eishim Mishum Chitzo, Eishim Mishum Amoina, is when the Torah says you're responsible for lighting a fire, the Torah is either saying it's like it's your action, or the Torah is saying when you light a fire, it's like your shor, wherever it goes, it's your achrayus. However, the only way to be responsible for Eish, it's not a question of buying it or selling it. You're responsible for an Eish because you created the fire. And therefore, this really comes from where Baruch Ber says it the most clearly, that if you didn't create the fire, you didn't burn it, I don't care if your thing is burning, that's... What? It's even less than that. All it is your thing is burning. You didn't do it. There's no action that you did. You don't own the Eish. The fact that your thing is burning doesn't mean that you're now the proud owner of a fire. You can't sell the fire to someone else. You don't yarshin a fire, you yarshin the item that happens to be on fire. Good, but that's a grum. It's at most a grumma de mamayna. I'm not responsible for my mummin's grumma. The fact that it burnt, it's not, I don't want it, I didn't try to do it, it's someone else's action. So therefore, what others learn, and again, many of the shiurim go with this mahalach, that the chiv of Eish is be slightly different than bar. It's not because I own the bar, so it's my mummin, I'm responsible for the consequences. Over there, the Torah says, if you created an Eish, it's yours. You broke it, you own it, you're responsible for the consequences. But in the absence of any action, any Maisa Havara, so there, many Achroinim say, you can't be responsible. So it depends. If one person lit it, and the other person is responsible for his mamon, the sum of there to each of them would be chayiv half, and if luckily mehai. If either of them, for some reason is potter, then the other one would pay for the whole thing. If one of them skips town, that would be machlokes rishonim. Okay. This is only assuming that each person had the ability to stop the fire before it spread. So in that case, if you hold that he was negligent, he didn't stop it from spreading, and according to the Yeshitas, you'd be chayev, and the first person that spread it would be responsible for all of them, and you would have shutfim. Correct. No, well, fire, you can probably assume fire is always hefker. Nobody wants to keep the fire for themselves, which is... part of the, but now hefker doesn't help if it was lach and afilus pshiyah. You know, you can't light a fire and say I'm mafker it. And putting aside perhaps a shitas Rashi, but even Eishayim Mishum Emoinei pashtus, if you light something, ignite something using someone else's fire, you're still going to be responsible.
And what if like a shore, if you mafker it, in some like this case, someone left it out, they ran out. I'm mafker it.
Okay, so we discussed that. By a bar, mafker and zakav, lachan and filos, oinus will help, lachan and filos, pshia will not. If you light a fire and now it's spreading, and you try to be mafker, it's not going to help you because you created the fire, and once you created it, that's enough to have liability.
Question: I think some houses where my house is in the middle, and
mm-hmm. by where do we have clear that it's not my money, I didn't do the hazard, and I should still be responsible? I don't understand the svara.
Okay, the svara is that it is your mama. Once your fire, once your house is in flames, it's yours. You have a chiv shmir. It's your ish. You're kainet because it's part of your fire. It's part of your house now. You may not want it, but the bottom line is, if your house is on fire, a chazon ish is bothered by this. He says it's one thing. He says, what does owning the item have to do with owning the ish? And he actually limits this. It's talking about a gacheles again, which is it's. Understood. Chazon Ish is bothered by this and says, "Gacheles." The Aruch HaShulchan and the Minchas Chinuch and others that are Mechayiv basically say, if it's the Chiddush of the Torah that there's a concept of Eishem Mishem Moino is not only when I light the fire, but if it's part of my Mammon. I don't know if the fire is really distinct from the Mammon. You don't want it, but it's there. Okay, so we're running out of time. I just want to go through one last Machloikus, which is very probably the most Negiah case of Eish. And that is, what is the halacha if we actually had a case of Bohar Misgalgal? Person puts something in the street. He puts a ball in the street. Now, people are going by, cars are zooming by, and you leave something in the street, what's going to happen? A car is going to hit the ball, and it's going to move it somewhere else. What's the halacha if a car, a person, an animal, someone kicks that rock or that bowl that you put in the Rosh Hashanah, and while it's traveling, it causes damage? So this is the case of Bar Miskago. What's the question? On one hand, are you a mazik when you put the bowl in, car came and smashed it into someone else? Are you the mazik you put the bowl in? Is it your kayak that's causing the hezek? No. On the other hand, if you put something in the middle of the street, you know there are cars whizzing by, the car is not worse than a ruach mitzuyah. So when this Rog Mutsuya came and smashed into this ball and went flying and hurt someone, therefore, Zok Taisvis, the person who put the ball is Chayev Al Teish. Because Ayidei the Koyach Acher, the car that came by, since it is Shriach, since it's common for it to come, it's Rog Mutsuya, it's a Koyach Acher Mu'urubah, the person that put it down is going to be responsible. Again, unless the car should have noticed or shouldn't have been going so fast, but that is a Chayev Avesh. A similar case, Tyson's. What? Okay, let's put that aside. Let's just assume that Tyson's is talking about a case where people are walking. Ain't darkin shel b'nei adam l'tzbanim midrachim. It's people don't notice it, and therefore they're allowed to walk. They're not called a mazik. It's the person who put it there, put it near their feet, it set up the damage, is responsible. Now Tyson's. Well, every ruach mitzuyah means that the fire is going to spread. Now, whether it will spread to your neighbor that has the mansion, or whether it will go to the other side to just the mountains and burn out, that's irrelevant. The point is that it will spread, and once it spreads, all bets are off where we're going, what the damage will be. Now, Taisus on Daf Yates, Lishitase has a similar case. You put a pail in the street, a chicken came, schlepped it along and caused damage. Taisus makes the same point. There's a chiv mishum eish, because when you put it there, and now the tarnagol, the chicken came and pushed it and caused damage, that's koyach acher mu'urubah, and you're going to be chayiv. Rashi in both cases seems to argue. Now, where is this negeh l'maisa? What is the halacha if you go shopping and it's a nice windy day? After you finish unloading all the bags, you leave the shopping cart in the middle of the parking lot. A wind comes, blows it, smashes it into the Lexus that's next to you. Are you responsible for the damage or not? Now, it's not another mamazik. You didn't do anything directly. But what did you do? You put a heavy item where there is a ruach mitzuya, or even if it's a ruach she'ena mitzuya, if it already blew, just blowing, it's the same thing. And ayidei the koyach acher mu'urubah, ayidei the wind, you smashed into the car next to you. Therefore, according to Tosfos, this would be a case of Eish, and a person would be responsible. Now, as we put, doesn't make a difference. But if I take your Eish, if I take your thing, and I put it where the wind will damage, I take your fire or your match, and I put it in and it spreads, I'm responsible. It's my action. So since I put it in a place where it is, what? if they see it and they have time to move it out, then if it's theirs, it'll be their achrayus. But assuming I put it there and right away it smashes in, now in both places Rashi seems to argue. Rashi holds, Rashi basically holds that when I light, there's a basic difference. When I light a fire is a mazik. Now, with the wind, there's no wind, it's not going to spread. But all the wind is doing is it's taking my mazik from here to there. But when it hits your place, it's my fire that's causing the damage. A shopping cart is not a mazik. It's the wind is the whole hezik. It's the force of the wind that pushes it that creates the whole damage. Therefore, the way the Nachas David learns up Rashi, in that case, where it's what I did is itself not a mazik, it's the wind that causes the hezek, that is more damage to the case of Yisayach Ruah Meseyatoi, there's no chiv evesh. It's only when I create the whole hezek and the wind is just transports it from one place to another. Therefore, it'll come out according to Rashi, you're going to be putter because it's you didn't create the mazik, it's the wind that does the damage. Mashiach, according to Tosfos, since when there's wind and that blows this in, the wind is the koyach ha-me'urba, according to Tosfos, you'd be chayev. Halach l'maisa, in Siman Shin Tzadi, the Mechaber brings down the Shita Tosfos without any chokim, that seems to be the ikar l'halacha. No, it's